the proposed controversial release of a sexual violent predator is raising alarm in Humboldt County, with Sheriff William Hansel speaking out against the potential community placement.
This is William Hansel, Sheriff of Humboldt County. And so I was served with a letter on April 3rd, earlier this month, regarding Rich Stobaugh and the Department of State Hospitals wishing to relocate Mr. Stobaugh to an address on Peninsula Drive in Manila. And so we've known about this, and we've for a little while that they were anticipating to relocate Mr. Stobaugh based upon a December 4th ruling by Judge Caleb Cockrum, who ordered the conditional release of Mr. Stobaugh out of the sexual violent predator program, at who's currently in custody at the Coalinga State Hospital. And so we've known since December that this may be coming. And so we just got notified that they found a location and they're asking for input regarding this sexually violent predator coming back to Humboldt County and living in this residence in Manila. So I felt like it was really important for the public to realize what was going on, number one. And number two is to give them the opportunity to weigh in on this location of moving this guy. And so this isn't just some, you know, someone that is on the Megan's Law list. This is a sexual violent predator, a sexual deviant. Richard Stobaugh did some horrendous crimes in the 80s. This is stuff that horror movies are, you know, are made of, where he would lie in wait. He would break into homes. He would force his way into, you know, hotel rooms, dorm rooms, and sexually assault, hold women at gunpoint, violently hurt them. And he was indiscriminate in his victims, you know, all females, but ranging from ages from 18 to 71, and including a pregnant woman. And so this is just, again, the guy is a sexual sadist, as the doctors have diagnosed and redeemed him. And so I just felt it was really important that a public realize that this was happening, number one. And number two, that they voiced their opinion that this guy should not live in this location, in a residential area, around the areas where he perpetrated these crimes. So that's what I did yesterday. And, you know, I hope that the public realizes it and they weigh in on this decision.
The Department of State Hospitals recommends releasing Richard Stobaugh under a conditional release program following a December court ruling. When asked if he had any insight into why Stobaugh is set to be released in the Manila community, despite the DA and sheriff having expressed grave concern, Sheriff Hansel said,
"Well, I have to say that the Department of State Hospitals made the recommendation to release this person, and to the degree that they believe that he has been rehabilitated. And I have to question that, because someone goes through a 2-year program that offers rehabilitative services in the sexual violent predator program does not mean that they're rehabilitated. We know that these guys are cons. We know that these guys, you know, have all sorts of issues, you know, and so they can manipulate the system in order to get the desired result. And that was to be released. And I believe that's what happened here. Now, I can't undo this. I can't undo Caleb Cockrum's ruling. And unfortunately, there's no appeal on this aspect of things, because the district attorney's office, I think, would do that. So now we just have to fight the location. This isn't a good location. I don't have a better location. It's not my job to find the location. But I just know that, you know, putting this guy in the area where he perpetrated these crimes, in and around Humboldt Bay, is not a good location. And this guy should not be around women and children. And so though there is some protections, what they call the people that are in charge of the conditional release program, say that there's gonna be protections, that may be GPS monitoring, there may be some guidelines, there may be some physical monitoring of having someone there at this location. I don't care. It's not good enough as far as I'm concerned. I don't care how old he is. You know, this guy can still, you know, manipulate his way and do it. And one of the biggest things too, this guy was a prowler, a peeper. He broke into homes, you know. And so I don't know that this guy is actually fixed and this guy is actually not a threat to society. And that's, you know, again, the reason why I'm so adamant about, you know, opposing this, and Yeah, and I question, why the Superior Court would release this guy in the first place.
The proposed location is a residential area in Manila, near schools, parks, and family homes. Sheriff Hansel argues the 16-minute emergency response time makes this placement particularly risky.
I can be upset about his release, right? And I am. But one thing I can do is I can actually, protest where he's going to be placed. I do not think Manila, which is already an underserved community in Humboldt County, why that needs to be the location. And, it's still in close proximity of daycares, of schools. There's recreational areas, there's parks all nearby this place, right? As well as a lot of single family residences and apartments. This is a community. And, why can't it be relocated in an area where has lots of fences and a border and not near all residential areas? And so if he breaks that border and ventures out, then there'd be some kind of a notification. I don't think it's going to be an ideal thing for him to be there. And so I think they should find another place.
The sheriff's office has already received a large amount of emails from concerned residents regarding Stoba's release. In light of the heinous nature of his crimes, Hansel said that the root of the issue is California sentencing laws in these matters.
This is the deal with sentencing laws in California. People don't realize this, that, over the last 20 years, it has become easier to be a criminal in California because sentence modifications and the ability for people that have been convicted of heinous crimes that the law decided, would meet a certain, time limit, right? So sentencing law said this guy should have spent 12 years at least for that first rape. He did five. He got out at 5 years. And then the second convictions in 1989, he was supposed to spend 45 years in prison. So why is it that he had got to do half time and he got out, within, 20 plus years? And then at that point in time, the law allowed the district attorney's office to seek what they call a civil commitment. And that was the sexual violent predator civil commitment. So now they have to go to court and have a court trial, and that to prove to the court that this guy is a sexual violent predator and should be civilly committed. And the laws are in place for public safety. And so the only way that this guy would get out of prison or out of this sexual violent predator program is if the Department of State Hospitals could prove that he was cured and no longer a threat to the public. And so by going through there are different programs in place that he's only recently been cooperative with, going through the programs and then at that point, having a doctor, a psychiatrist sign him off as no longer being a threat. Well, I know the psychiatrist whoever signed him off and these people that actually, used to work with him are not planning on living next to this guy. And so that's where I think, it's just unbelievable that they are recommending his release.
Though the decision to release Stoba has already been made, the choice to return the convicted rapist to the community where he perpetuated his crimes can further victimize those affected by his past actions.
The state mandates that they gets released back to the community. And let's be frank, no other community wants this guy, right? They don't want, no other community wants a sexual violent predator placed, there. And so, unfortunately, you're right. But he could be placed in other areas of the community that is less likely for one of our victims, one of the persons that he victimized, to come across this guy. It's not only the victims, but it's the victims' families and the victims' friends. This guy, has caused a lot of pain and suffering for a lot of people. And so people recognize that. So it's not good for him to be in areas where he could come across one of our victims.
Sheriff Hansel is now urging the public to contact local representatives and voice opposition about the location.
The DA will personally deliver all the letters to the court on the day of the hearing or prior to the hearing. They'll make sure that the judge has all the input from the community. Courts need to understand the impact that this is going to make and that we aren't going to tolerate this kind of, person living in our community in areas that, again, easily accessible by this guy. So Don't send it to the courts. They don't want it. They're not going to read it. If you send it to me, the sheriff's office, or the Department of State Hospitals at the address that I put out there, or I should or say and the DA, we'll make sure that these are hand delivered to the Superior Court judge who's going to be making this decision.
Sheriff Hansel had these parting words for the residents of Humboldt County.
I just want to say that no matter where you live in the county, I think you need to weigh in on this. And so please send a letter, please send an email, let us know your thoughts on this. And you may support this decision. Okay, fine. Well, that's even though you disagree with me, I will send that letter to the Superior Court judge. But if you are in agreement also that this guy should not live at this location, please send us that information. And then also contact Senator McGuire's, contact Governor Newsom. Let him know how the laws need to be changed on this. And I can only do so much. The DA can only do so much. But we're trying to protect the community. And yet these predators now are going to be back in our community. So whatever you can do, please do it. And then let us know by sending that email as soon as possible.
The public hearing on the proposed residence will be held May 7th at 10:15 a.m. in Courtroom 1 of the Humboldt County Superior Court, located at 825 Fifth Street in Eureka. Those wanting to submit their opinion on the proposed location of Richard Stobaugh can email the Liberty Healthcare SVP ConRep program at libertysvpconrep@libertyhealth.com. Or the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office at hso@co.humboldt.ca.us and or the Humboldt County District Attorney's Office at districtattorney@co.humboldt.ca.us. Reporting for KMUN News, I'm Lisa Music.